Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Lakota Oyate Hour. We're waiting for Chinupa Guhamani, your host, come online.
Of mind that wants to do something like it. To crack a case of poop.
He lost him.
Okay, we got your new
hello.
Go ahead,
hello. And welcome to the Lakota Oyate Hours. I am your host, Chinupa Guhamani from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation here. And I welcome everybody on board to this nice show. I think, you know, tonight's, you know, perspective on tonight's show is going to be simple. Over the past few days, I dealt with a lot of circumstances that had to do with human rights from an independent structure and the level of independence. But unfortunately, a lot of our people ain't subjugated to that norm. And the reason why they're not subjugated to it because, and this is where the because comes in. Everyone has knowledge out there, so they say. They use it to their own perspective and advantage to try to municipalities to hold a system accountable, but that system is not justifiable to meet the needs of what people are facing today in the year 2023. So without any further delay, I wanted to share something with all of you in this prayer of good nature, goodwill, and good harmony. From the Lakota people here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in the territory of the Teton Nation, this is my prayer to all of you. O Tonkashila Wakantanka Gishi Manetu Ampetu Gile Chante Washte Ohiu Takona O Kanchala Ognataku Imunglakokte Gile Nere chetke wabale zekile oyate ki chimpi. Nahena nere chetke wahochiche. Na unchi makha kile anakopte yakhpa piko. Unchi wokie ki naha wichokha kile etuwa ye. Na nakhuye lila ota taku lena wola kote e chetke ap yushinampi. He on tagani oaste I chakhe okishne. Yunkha lech tatuki, we kutake yahsi honey. Apetuki le chante washte wocheke, wakacheki le tatia topa, we chacho. Lila ota we chokanki leonkit hopi, you hashkatapi, he own wocheke kile, yuchi chapi. Unsha oyateki, wablinicha, wakpanicha, na unshikaki ena echa ewatua. Wea. Na wakansa. Na ha, wichok tala ki le echa. Wichok tala ki hena echa inshe wabla zi ois papi as shisha ekta zapi. He on woche ki le wakaki ki ni eche ki hochi zapi. Nishnala ni wakapi. Kati atopa katako yate ki kolachi api. Na ha, e kako yate nishnala kolachi api. Wambli yate kolachi api. Na shite shapela oate ki kola shapi. Ampetu ki le chanupa gluha mani le wahiu taki na okansula le. Daku I wong la kaki ni e chetke hochi shapi. Mushun kia pie. Lechun se etuwa ye. Wichokakile Echela, Pushao Kish Papi. Ya Hitchens Ewocheke, Wakaheki near Chitke, Wahoch, Mir Matuenish Nash, Wichoekile Nahakti O Bluespe, Eo Malakota, Nashantet Izakileo Kola Kichi Oichoki Kinaha, No Snozike and Echela, Waks up in Kile Eon Papi, Eo near Chitka, Chichupi. Ya Hitchens extended. Well, as I said, I was going to get into something very, very critical. The past few days, I joined a couple of quests of understanding aimed at the Rapid City Police Department in our state of South Dakota, in the city and town of Rapid City. On 4th of July, they had a demonstration because there were certain criteria of the way they mistreated people by means of measure. They're killing our people. Barney Leroy people is one of them, okay? At point-blank range, law enforcement killed this man. And at the same time, when the family was trying to, you know, exhume the body, they cremated him. And nobody's saying a word about it. All the activists, you know, groups that are out there, whether it's the American Indian Movement, Indian Collective, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, all these other people that are all splinter groups to human rights, never took that challenge and looked at the initiative of why law enforcement were killing people. And they still are. And on to this day of July 2023. You know, being upset with all this stuff, I watched Chase Iron Eyes, I watched Nick Tilson, I watched the majority of them really use the people to gain self-admiration, okay? Now, this is from my perspective of what I saw and witnessed because I was there. Then I seen the sister of the late Barney Leroy Peoples in demonstration with that protest, carrying his signs that this death, in a continuation fashion towards Mr. Barney Leroy Peoples, has never gone attended in the eyes of the white race, philosophically and otherwise. Now, I say that because when you demonstrate any type of provisional stance about human rights, you got to have initiated, you have to have an initiated demand, people. It's one thing to say, hey, I support people, whether the children or women or the elderly. People in general, okay? When you're determined to meet that demand, you can't just say it's about people. There are women and children that were involved in this demonstration on 4th of July. Okay, we were met by resistance. So we faced that resistance at the hands of the Pennington County Sheriff's Department and the Police Department. They had their regalia on. We strong-hearted dog soldiers had ours. And my point that I raised this issue on, I'm getting sick and tired of people trying to be white. Okay? Independence. The word independence was coined by white. And you're still going for it. You still support them. My God, man. This is why nothing can get done. Nothing will ever, ever topple the way white supremacy thinks. There's the independent meeting going to be taking place here on the 14th day of July, a commemoration meeting about past and present issues, and people that were involved in it. You hear the rule, Lakota Initiative in Rapid City honoring Calvin Short Bull, my cousin Wilmer Mestiz, and the many other, you know, propagated people that, for me, and I'm only going to say for me, if they get offended because they're not listening to what I'm saying. Anyone that has a program can be initiating good thoughts, goodwill through a circumstance that is supposed to be about change, okay? But it doesn't happen like that amongst the Indian people in Indian country. My little brother, Devin Oldman, from the Arapaho Reservation, are facing circumstances far and wide. And there's a many of people. And I ask these people to come on the show at times. Why they don't want to come on, I can't explain it. I can't say any more to it. Only the fact that people are determined to make change and voice their concern. When you have a responsibility, people, you act on it. You don't do anything any more than acting on that provision. And that's what needs to be brought out here. But people don't seem to understand that. It frustrates Chinupa because I have to step up and go hard with this avenue. But unfortunately, a lot of people, they don't want to take that initiative on. But when it comes to a criteria that is municipally compound with the way our people are dealing things with Indian countries, way of distribution politics, it's difficult to try to bring change when our people are stuck in one rut and the other tire is spinning. That's the problem here in Indian country. But I say this to try to get you guys to understand what's happening. The hard parts are here, and it's to eliminate our people. It frustrates me that people all talk about human rights, and they don't do anything with it. I don't know why, but needless to say, you can make a difference if you're determined to meet that criteria. That criteria is yours. I've said this term about my grandfather many, many times on radio shows. When you remove the people of the forest, the people of the forest become unknown. And what becomes unknown, you want to destroy. I've said this numerous, numerous times. And yet you all still don't get it. But then you call Chinupa for help, and I give you that. There's grandfathers and grandmothers that are still stuck. Automobiles broke down and different things of that nature. They can't call on AIM. They can't call on the Indian Collective. They can't call on the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women. They can't call on anyone. They can't call on the tribal government for that help. But they call on Strongheart. Even though we don't have it, we'll find a way to get it done because we dog soldiers of Strongheart, put our people in front of us, young and old, which are the elderly. I'm only using that term to describe it. That's the purpose that fails people, because you all talk a good game, and you expect somebody else to do it for you. Well, I'm sorry. You have to step up and take the bull by his horns and snap his neck. That's the only way you're going to take him down. And we dog shows this, and the talk radio show host been trying to tell you over and over, I cannot do this by myself. Sociological deformatory is everywhere. It's inevitable. And you all go for it, whether it's beating on the drum, powwow, all of that stuff. That's sociological deformatory. The Eastern tribes out there thought when people have a powwow, they think that we are shooting guns off. When the gun goes, pow! That's where they get that from. And then you turn around and beat drums, all this regalia and all that crap, you get out there. You dance for money. But it's never a victory when you're not dancing for people, animals, a buffalo hunt, an elk hunt, a deer hunt, to serve people. You don't take those initiatives on. You don't even go out and care to pick buffalo berries, choke cherries, wild plums, currants, our turnips, which we call quinceañera. You don't go out there and pick them. Your way of picking things is at the grocery store or Walmart. That's not offensive. That's an insult to you because that's what you do in the name of indigenous culture. I get frustrated. I am told that I cannot use my voice rapidly. Rapidly, okay? So if I speak my indigenous language, then I shouldn't have to break it down and give it to you in a capacity where it's comfortable. This is what I live with every day here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. People are driven out. They're homeless. Houses being boarded up. My brother Lewis, Richard Janice, is facing that same criteria. And as I'm mentioning this, there goes a red-tailed hawk in front of me right across my view here. That's my honesty. The red-tailed hawk shows up to demonstrate that I ain't alone in speaking the truth to you. The white man condemns you every day and you go for it. I went to a Sundance this morning. I did not like what I saw. I don't play Indian. But I appreciate it. I was there. It's my culture. It's my way of life. And that's why I share these things with you. Gratitude-wise and otherwise. So when we look at independence, people, independence is the founding discrepancy that gave people a right to be unmolested, untortured, unmurdered in a country that don't belong to them. And I'm referring that to the white race. Independence is the way away freedom is supposed to be initiated, a way where freedom is supposed to be initiated. Now you come home, you all come back to the reservations you're from, and you face the music. Face it, municipally and otherwise, because Chinupa still does that every day. People call me from different states telling me what their circumstances are. I could say this truthfully and eagerly with my heart because my backyard is clean. I cleaned my backyard up, and it was dirty because of white supremacy, the white golden rule. That's why we could never get anything done. We could never get ahead. And when people are driven out of their homes, this is what you white people wanted us. You wanted us to live in substandard homes to pay electricity, to pay rent, but yet you cannot fix these homes. You can't remodel them. You give all these contracts to these white people. They come in, milk you clean, and take the money and run. That's not an offensive statement. That's not an offensive, you know, understanding of reality. It's the truth. And you all know it. You're afraid to understand that initiative. My God, people. My mother made me a man. My father made me a man. And this initiative goes on because there are certain criterias and understandings that go with this. And it's up to you guys to make that decision happen. My father, my late father, Antonio Redwillow, looked to his eldest son and said, please, my boy, take care of your mother for me, which was my mother, my late mother, Yvonne Jane Martin, was his wife. He did it traditionally. He moved in with our family as the matriarchal system carries its foremost in place. When you have a foremost, that's the discrepancy of how you represent the quality of family. In Lakota, they call it a Tiwahe. Extended family, they call it a Tioshpa or Tioshpaye. That's Lakota. These words go with that. So that's what my daddy did, my late father, which the white people took from me at the age of 8 years old. 8 years old, imagine this kid knowing every month his dad comes back to gift his wife provisions to help sustain his children. Now imagine that kid looking out the window waiting for his daddy to return home, and he never did. Where does that come from, people? It comes from the love of what we believe in ourselves. When you believe in it and yourself, you can see the whole picture unfold right before you. And because my late father stood up to the white ranchers, because of their negligence of paymanship to the people that resided on the ranches, they weren't given the full benefits to the other apprentices that were working on them farms, like my father. They charged my father room and board. They charged him for each 3 meals a day. They charged him for using their laundry, providing soap to clean the clothes. And the bunk houses they lived in, they charged them for rent. And so my dad's monthly benefits he brought home was $350. We're talking about the 60s and 70s, people. The same time when the United Native Americans had their establishment going on in California, and AIM was forming in the penitentiary of Stillwater, Minnesota. Dennis Banks, the Belcourt brothers. But before the American Indian Movement, Robert Raich and a number of others created BORN, B-O-R-N, in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. Robert Raich, him and Craig Zephyr and a few others, they were Lakotas. BORN was established, and it was named Brotherhood of All Red Nations. Powerful, beautiful name. So what did AIM do? AIM turned around and poisoned them brothers. They poisoned Robert Raich, and he perished. And they took over the street atmosphere of the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul, and that's how the American Indian Movement got formed, at the discretion of the Belcourt brothers. As a theory of the understanding unfolded, they went to another Lakota individual to influence his popularity. And that was my predecessor, my fellow patriot in the struggle, the late Russell Means. I was his personal bodyguard. And before that, my other predecessor and late fellow patriot in the struggle was Lyman Brightman of the United Native Americans. Lyman was always militant and spunky and spoke the truth about what he saw. And because today, in the year 2023, the legacy of these men are misinterpreted. Them two men that I was bodyguards for and right-hand men for, they had a reason to believe that the arch enemy was white. And they lived on those provisions to give them what was needed. And unfortunately, their lives were taken from us because of sickness. Lyman died broke, and Russell died a little wealthy. But both legacies of these two individuals, I am honored and I am grateful that I work for them. And the final piece to this understanding of independence, I learned a lot from my late grandfather, Roy Stanislaus Martin, of the Gray Eagle Society here on Pine Ridge, I am formerly in his position of. And I took those responsibilities on, not only my grandfather's, even at the discretion of the late Chief Oliver Red Cloud. I was appointed to the Black Hills Sioux Nation Treaty Council, traditionally and otherwise. And as we share these understandings, hey, I know who I'm for, and I know who gave me these provisions to stand for them and who to work for. It's you, the Oyate, meaning children, women, and the elderly. And now I turn this over in this atmosphere. People, listen to this understanding, because the destiny that I walk upon and face is actually yours. It's called the future. It's called Tokatakya. So now I give you this. Wichokakile lechalakis e iwag lake mecha wichokke. Iechet. Dona huch wolak hote echetke wak sapekile. Nach um pina, woak sapikile, nach um naetaha, yuksa napiki, napikile woak hakihe aikwaki. Chani napi hunter, takomini wosuta, woaska, woak sape, woi humble, takulina woak hoti etchetia, he yanke, hokatakia. Lila ota hena, yusnapi na ektunja, as nahti. Chanupa gluham money, mecha woche kikile hiuchi chapi, wolak hote echetke, matuenishne, ashe honey, lila ota wakanki lena nium ha, wak sape kilena makupi, na ospema kiapi, na taku lena woma kiakam ha, night is ye emagnakam, hohetaha mecha tkokatakya, ichachma abna ha, wolak hote leches is sutan nozik. You all knew me in that name, in the Anglo-Saxon version. You never questioned to understand where those names came from. Excuse me. Those names that I bared in white philosophical standards were Dennis Dwayne Martin. Dennis and Dwayne were two friends of my late grandfather's kinship when he was in the United States Navy, stationed overseas in the First World War. So Dennis and Dwayne, one was Blackfeet, and the other one was a Cree. And when my family, my grandparents, my grandmother in particular, sent my grandfather these care packages, because back in them days, you can send it to your military men that were stationed overseas to have things from home, whether it was dry meat, berries, the things that we eat, our bread, our provisions. That's what my grandfather was receiving from his family. And so my grandfather shared his understanding. Not only was he over there, his other brother, Guy Dalknife Sr., them two were over there. My grandfather told me these stories, man. But you people don't care to believe it. You got caught up in that white initiative thinking capability. You don't want to hear no one else tell the truth. Because that white think capability has clouded your brain. And you don't think like Jota anymore. And not once do you guys mention the matriarchal system. Matriarchal system kile.
Chachegla tau na istimapi.
No one can't let nothing show. Doggy wash the Utah. Oh, keeps the hell cha. Shun the Chucky Lena extra jam now. We Johnny Eggy in a cup. Nature Hena Walaka Boyaki. As Johnny is stacky Lena Luhaya Oyaki Sne. Lena lets you say a pecky leg tattoo. Manchoseke. Ho, we want what she be. We chalk on kit hoppy Luhaya Scatam. And now wash this. Me lacho the kia hits you to wag like a. One air, 20 left, enough to Oaki. One block of Oaki. As Mircea Hessens in Oaki. Namatuiki lay yanke. Kola Lila Ota Bluha. David Clark. Tristan Johnson. Jeff Bell. Barbara Kenneth. Marissa Winslow, Mary Ellen Jackson, Jennifer Cordell, Irene White Eye, Noreen. These are the people that I know in the white world that know how to help the indigenous people when all these fake-ass white people that go to these sun dances don't know what these people that I mentioned, these Caucasian people, do to help their poor people in the native communities. I say that. Even Wendy Johnson's another one. They see what's going on. And they don't like it. They question, why do these white people participate in your sacred dance? Because it's those people that allow them to do that. It's no longer believed they're playing Indian. I watched it. Today I went to a Sundance and witnessed it with my own eyes. Sad but true. Within that short time, people, I demonstrated something in Lakota, transmogrified it back into English, then stepped it up again in Lakota. It takes a courageous effort and knowledge to do something like that. But I close. Independence will always be here. Independence can always be picked up and used for the purpose of freeing yourself. If any of you decide to pick it up, do it. Your destiny is your future. That's where independence is. But until then, nothing will ever get done. You can talk about it. You can put it on the internet. You can bitch and complain. You can say whatever. It's never going to get exercised until you do it. Chanupa Gloha Money does just that. Thanks to all my people of the free and independent Lakota Nation, the free and independent Lakota Nation, we're the ones continuing ye, and I mean continuing ye, keeping them doors open in the United Nations for you to get with the program. Do something. People, do something. Don't talk about it. Go live it like Chinupa does. It frustrates me that that's all we do. People are questioned, are they going to be part of this? Are they going to be part of that? When you've seen the American Indian Movement a few days ago demonstrating this provision on human rights, it was difficult for them to express that gratitude of an open contentment. So without any further delay, for all the people that are tuned in, Oyate can you put them on. Come on in, people. Come on in. It's your radio show, and I turn it to you, the listening audience. I turn it to you. It's your turn to step up and speak where your heart needs to be. Go right ahead. Oyate, read the numbers off and Bring them in. Call them in.
Okay, we got 605-2703. Go ahead.
Chinupa Guhamani, Justin Musso, Pine Ridge, South Dakota, Pache Ska Wambli. I understand what you're saying about the Sundance. That's what I don't understand either. You know, a lot of these people that live off the reservation, they come back home to pray for a little while, and that confuses me. You know, they should stay here and live with us and go through what we all go through instead of leaving and coming 4 days out of the year, maybe a little longer, I don't know. But you see all these out-of-state plates cruising around here, mainly all white people. You know, all these Metis dollar signs. They don't see prayers. They see dollar signs. That's what frustrates me, man. You know, that a lot of our people are getting hurt. I know, and I understand what you told me before, you know, that they're playing Indian and why. You know, our people suffer, not them. They get the money, just like the consul. They get all the bucks, and they live good, and that's all they care about is money. They don't care for the people. They don't care for our children, our elders, our women, handicapped, our animals. You know, I said it before, all these turtles are getting run over on the highway. Why? They're innocent animals. They're just trying to cross. Get out. How lazy are they? Get out of their cars and hop them across the street and quit waxing off these animals, because it's pitiful seeing all these animals dead. And one thing is, Why are they even getting money for the time of prayers? It just pisses me off, you know. And they get nice rides, and they're just like the consul, all nice and dressed up. Why, you know? Why are they showing off getting dressed up? You know, they should put that money, if they're going to get some money, they should put it to the people that need money to eat, to pay their bills, feed their kids. You know, stuff like that. But instead, they want to go casino or go somewhere and spend that money on their style selfishly. And that's what I don't like. And it's not right at all. Ha-ho. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Is there any other listeners on there? Bring them on in.
Not
remember,
right now.
I can't see the board.
Not right now. They're just you and Justin right now. Go ahead.
Okay, you know, people, you all know tonight, every Friday night from 7 to 9 is the Lakota Oyate Hour. It's your show. Well, whether you're caught up in that sociological deformatory of sexism, hey, that's you. And I don't give a damn if that hurts you. And you're going to tell a story, man, that, oh, I'm doing this. You ain't doing a goddamn thing but taking care of yourself. My nephew just explained something from a criteria that should register in your brain if you have one, or maybe your head is empty. And if that offends you, so be it. I'll debate it with you. Phone number 605-517-2621 or 605-517-1547. I'll talk with you guys about these matters and why I raise my bully pulpit all the time. I'm sick and tired of the way you guys play with our way of life. You don't include anybody in it. You don't justify the measures that can give somebody a benefit of a doubt to hold something primitively real and free. That's how independence works. Real, free, and independent. Primitive. But instead, you all do this. I'm watching you. I've seen a Sundance today. I wasn't alarmed by it. I just saw it, man, unfold because it was unhealthy to my circumstance of believing. That's what happens. People get involved with these sacred ways and you play with it. It's just like the independent structure. We've been so seriously inclined to what people have been saying. In order for our people to ever have an attribute of existing, We got to live it. We got to demonstrate it. We have to take them fundamental practices very seriously if we're going to be independent and exercise it with the full validity of freedom. Full validity of freedom. I don't have them luxuries like you, Dad. My mother's house is roof's falling apart. I've been asking people to help me fix it. So I have to go out and do it. Those are houses that elderly lived in to raise their children, grandchildren, and otherwise. And here we are in the year 2023, not giving a damn to protect those illustrations of value. It's called human life, people. But as my nephew mentioned, he could see all them council people going around demonstrating, man, their finesse and the finesseness of being in the cosmopolitan atmosphere of that world and lifestyle. Cosmopolitan. Dressing like a goddamn white man. The word goddamn, okay? It's not cursing. Bullshit is not cursing. Those are the values of what bully pulpits demonstrate when they're upset with the way the people are leading us. At one time, you said you demonstrated for the people. At one time, I heard you people say that. And at one time, I heard you all say that we need to be educated for the future to make change and hold the system accountable. At one time, I heard you say that. All of you listening in. Education. And then when you say you demonstrate yourself for the weak and the poor of the people. I heard that too from all of you, whether they were children, the elderly and women. I heard that from all of you, okay? And it always goes back to that circle of realm, which is called education. If education has not become a pragmatic behavior, what good does it do to fester in your brain when it's not connected to a Lakota body? Huh? What good does it do to just fester in your brain? Oh, the Indian save the man is the form of pronunciation of what that behavior demonstrates. Sad but true.
You're breaking up now and then, Chinooka. You're breaking up now and then.
Well, that should tell you something, because when you live on a reservation and a Flight for Life helicopter comes flying in, it messes up the airspace. It messes up the airspace.
Yeah, something.
That's what happens. Come on, listening audience. We ask you guys to engage, man. I'm giving you the opportunity to step up. Chinooka don't have to do it by himself. Come on, help me. And I've said that countless times. Help me. I can't do it alone. You all like to talk.
You're breaking up again, Chinooka. But this show is going to go on, Facebook again. And there's listeners that tune into that Facebook show. So just go ahead and express whatever you want to say, because they're going to hear it, maybe not on this show tonight, but tomorrow and the next day. Go ahead.
Well, listening audience that are tuned in on Facebook, you guys better get your shit together and come on in. If you want somebody to do something for you, help us. We're doing it for you. We're not doing it for ourselves because we're living it. I'm living it. I live here on the most poverty-stricken reservation called Pine Ridge. And the councils dictate that responsibility. I just told you guys that. A helicopter flies in and cuts off the airspace. What does that tell you? That's how they do this eruption, man. They don't want this message going out. They know what they're doing. The white man knows what they're doing. But when Christianity comes in,
we didn't get any of that. It's all scrambled up. They might be scrambling your signal. I don't know. And are you there? Okay, I don't know. The signal's getting scrambled up. Yours was okay. Chinupa's wasn't coming in clear. Could you hear him?
No, I couldn't either.
Okay, now your signal's getting scrambled too. I don't know if it's a connection or if they're blocking it or what, but...
Yeah, he must have went out there, too.
He must have what?
He must have went out there.
Yeah, I can't hear you good either, Justin. You're kind of scrambled. I don't know what's the problem with the signal, but it'll come in clear and then it'll break up.
You're messing with our lines.
Yeah, maybe. You could hang up and try calling back in and see if it improves any. Might be the connection.
I'll do that.
Okay. Okay, I got you back online. Let me hear what you sound like.
Yeah, can you hear me way better now?
No, same thing.
I don't know what is going on.
They might be scrambling the line, you know. Secret Service, FBI, or somebody. Well, anyway, I don't know if Chinupa's going to come back on or not, but I put your show on Facebook last week too, Justin. And so I'm sure that people heard that. And I put Chinupa's on, and I know people heard that one too. So, you know, we're not, I don't know, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I could hear you good.
Okay, you're still breaking up. Anyway, I don't know if Chinupa's going to come back on. I'll leave the line open, see if he comes back on, and see if anything improves, but I don't think it will. But if he doesn't come back on here in a little while, I'll just close the show out for the night. But and we could try it again, you know, for any other night, Sunday or Monday or whatever. But I got your number, Justin. I'm going to give you a call later on, not this evening, but, you know, later on.
Yeah, that's fine.
If you have anything you want to add, Justin, go ahead and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I'd just like to add on to what Chinupa was saying. I see what he's saying about how people should start getting on, because I hear talks too about people, you know, when they want to hear voice their opinion, then when it comes time to do it, they just back off. I don't know why, but they should just do it.
Yeah.
And one thing too is that, you know, when he mm-hmm. cusses, you know, when he was at a when I witnessed him at this. When the children gathered maybe 3-4 months back, you know, I witnessed that when people were talking in a circle, you know, none of the kids didn't really talk, listen. They just, you know, looking at their phone or they were talking to each other. And when Chinupa got up there, you know, he was talking and cussing, and, you know, and doing what he does. And later on, yeah. You know, they...
So you're still breaking up. You're still breaking up, Justin. And so what we're going to do is next time when we do the show again, I'm not going to publicize it. The only one that's going to know that the show is going to happen is going to be you and Chinupa. And I'm not going to I'm not going to let it go over to, you know, promote it on Facebook or anything. So I'll schedule another show with Chinupa later, and then I'll let you know when it's going to be too. Then you guys can come on, and you can then you guys can go ahead and call somebody if you want them to come on the show. But I won't publicize it so or promote it. So let's close it out for tonight, Justin, and then we'll schedule it again for later.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Aho, Doksha.
Doksha. Oh, sure.